A new federal order requires mandatory testing for some cows as a virus spreads. We've got the details on it. This is your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone. Ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips. Videos, catalogs, everything. Ranchchannel.com. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, issued a federal order on Wednesday that requires testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle and mandatory reporting of positive test results. The order aims to prevent the spread of bovine influenza A virus in response to the detection of the virus in dairy cattle. Now, following the confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, in a commercial poultry flock in February of 2022, over 1,100 HPAI detections have been identified on poultry farms in the U.S. Now, since late March 2024, USDA and other agencies and laboratories investigated the emergence of H5N1, the virus, in dairy cows. Under the federal order, dairy cattle must receive a negative test of influenza A virus at approved laboratories before interstate movement. Positive test results must be reported to the USDA APHIS by laboratories and state veterinarians. The order aims to mitigate the risk of further spread of the virus, which possesses a threat to both cattle and poultry, and to ensure the safety of livestock in the agriculture industry. For more information and to read that federal order, head to the show notes at ranchitupshow.com. Now in other news, a big congratulations goes out to Linscoff's LT Ranch 43rd Annual Production Sale. Listen to these sale results, y'all. 201 Charlet bulls averaged $12,209. 189 Angus bulls averaged $13,875. The top-selling Charlet bull was lot 83 that sold for $300,000, and the top-selling Angus bull was lot 280 that sold for $150,000. For more sale results, you can always head to ranchchannel.com. And that is your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap.